What went so suddenly sour with American patriotism, American faith, and American prosperity? This is the question Bill McKibben seeks to answer in his book, The Flag, the Cross, and the Station Wagon. Tune in Wednesday, July 6th from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. for a conversation with Bill McKibben, who dives into race and inequality in America, the rise of the religious right, and our environmental crisis to explain how we got to this point. That's a conversation with Bill McKibben, author of The Flag, the Cross, and the Station Wagon, on Wednesday, July 6th from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. right here on community-powered KGNU.
It's 11:01 here at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's Friday night, time for a Smash It Back. My name's Stephen Whitehead. I'll be here with you till midnight playing some classic punk and other junk. Number in the studio is 303-442-4242, and you can send an email to dj@kgnu.org. You can also go to kgnu.org and afterfm.com, follow along and find the archives. It's 4th of July weekend. I'm going to start off tonight with the Stooges. Smash It Back.
Yeah. lots of fun, drugs and sun. Fun! But if I get burned out,
neon signs flashing, and the winter band is crashing. All those hopes down the drain. see it once, you'll never be the same again. Gotta keep on running, gonna have me some money. It cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, then I'll always remember that I had a swing and dime. Oh, I'm gonna give it everything I got. Lady Lux with me, the dice stay hot. Got coke up my nose to dry away the snot. We'll be right back.
Alright, 11:21 here, almost 11:22. KGNU, Smash It Back. Wrapping up that first set there with a pretty awesome poppy kind of tune from a band called The Tights. Sounded kind of like Courtney Barnett to me in there. I wonder if she got a little bit of that song from them. They're an English band from Worcester back in 1978 and 79. Only had two singles out. And that was from the first one. It's a track called Cracked out on Cherry Red Records. Before that, we heard from a Boston band, also out in 1978. That was La Peste, from a two-track 7-inch they put out on Black Records. Rockin' tune there called Better Off Dead. And, yeah, man, that's the La Peste band was named after an Albert Camus album. Excuse me, book called La Peste. I think I was probably supposed to read that in my French studies, but I don't think I ever did. For that, we heard from Poison Idea with We Got the Beat, from a really cool cast single they put out back in 1989. There were only 200 of them made, featuring We Got the Beat and Plastic Bomb on the other side. Of course, that's a Go-Go's tune. I like to think Poison Idea did it first, but I think they were about 10 years later. And let's see, before Poison Idea, we heard from the Dead Kennedys, of course, with Viva Las Vegas, going out to my sister, Tracy, who's in Las Vegas right now. And hopefully she's having a good time. Seems like a pretty rocking place to be. That was, of course, from Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables. And before the DKs, we heard from Bad Brains with an awesome version of Attitude, taken from their cassette release, the Yellow Tape, basically self-titled, called Bad Brains. Came out in 1982 on Reach Out International Records, Roar Records, which was actually only a cassette label at the beginning. And it seems to me that basically that album became Rock for Light when Rick Ocasek remixed it, but man, some of the stuff is so much more raw and awesome on their first release. And that's what we heard. Bad Brains, totally into PMA, which I can respect. Before that, we heard from Jody Foster's Army with probably my favorite summer song, Beach Blanket Bong Out, taken from their awesome 1981 release, Blatant Localism. Just an awesome summer tune. The hippies, they hate us. We take their chicks. They beat us up. They're still the dicks. Doesn't get any better than that. Started off with Stooges and Down on the Street from 1970s Funhouse album. Released 7770. That's almost 52 years ago. Dang. All right. Got a lot of good music coming up tonight. Stay tuned. We'll move on now with something from Egg Hunt and Smash Back. Won't be dying for a while.
GTR.
All right, about 11:45 here, KGNU. That was a long set right there. 9 tracks, I guess. Wrapping up with Sex Pistols, of course. That was Bodies from 1977's Nevermind the Bollocks. Here's the Sex Pistols. Some choppy editing in there because it gets a little vulgar in that one section. Pretty tough topic on that track. And I was reading about it, and in this BBC documentary series, John Lydon said that that song was hated and loathed. It's not anti-abortion. It's not pro-abortion. It's think about it. Don't be callous about a human being, but don't be limited about a thing as morals either, because it's immoral to bring a kid into this world and not give a toss about it. Thought it was appropriate to play in these times. Before that, we heard from Minutemen with Little Man with a Gun in His Hand, taken from Buzzer Howl Under the Influence of Heat. Came out in 1983 on SST Records. And before that, we heard from Cows with Walks Alone, taken from Cunning Stunts. Those guys are out on a noise rock band from Minneapolis. Back around 80s, 90s, mostly 90s, on Amphetamine Reptile Records. Before that, we heard from an Australian band called The Chats from a single that they put out in May. I love these guys. That was a track called 6-Liter GTR. And it's just rocking. Before that, we heard from a super cool compilation called Rise Above, 24 Black Flag Songs to benefit the West Memphis 3. That was Neil Fallon of Clutch, covering Black Flag's American Waste. Kind of going out for the holiday coming up. And also for that, we heard America Eats Her Young by the Dayglow Abortions from their album Holy Shiite. These guys are from British Columbia, so I don't know. Guess they can rag on America a little more easily. Hey, before that, we heard from a super cool band called Liquids from their Hot Licks Revenge album, which just came out in 2016 on Neck Chop Records. Awesome energy from them. They've got that song called Want to Throw Up When I See Your Face. And before that, we heard Die, Die, Die from the Spits, band out of Kalamazoo, Michigan. That's from their album, The Spits. They've got 6 albums out, and they're all called The Spits. I think this one's from 2006. And we started off this last set with Ian MacKay and the drummer from Minor Threat, Jeff Nelson, got together at Southern Studios. That's Crass's studio in London back in the day. And they did a one-off 7-inch. That was a track from that called We All Fall Down, under the name of Egg Hunt. All right, I'm kind of running out of time. I got some stuff I really want to play, so I'm going to go on to it. And here's something from Amen, or Amen, Coma America, Smash It Back. We'll be right back.
song of violence and listen for the sound. All the little soldiers start to come around. Start it with a rumor, a whisper in an ear. We'll be right back.
All right, that was a British band called Zounds from their 1977 album, The Curse of Zounds, with a track called Fear. And we also heard from Amen with Coma America. You've been listening to Smash It Back, classic punk and other junk come to you every Friday night from 11 to midnight. My name's Stephen Whitehead. Thanks for supporting KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Matthew coming up at Sleepless Nights at Midnight. I'm going to go out here with God Bless America by Toxic Reasons. Have a great weekend.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
and move.